count your money.
Yeah.
I would definitely have gum, for sure.
and a fur jacket. And just be like,
yes. Me, I probably had the counting machine.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, I mess up the nails and all that. So
but nothing like feeling the money in your hand.
That's
though, right?
True. It's a different. Let me make just sure. Like, yeah, it's
because I know he is scammer. Let me make sure that's
this ain't freshly printed.
Do they take Cash App or Venmo? That's a real question. Do they do that?
They probably started for sure.
For sure.
I said if I was a stripper, I would have the Benjamin
Apple
room.
Hey, hello.
The Benjamin room. Yes.
801. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, it's a shot. Ooh, they bringing that old theme back.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the R&B Live Podcast. It's ladies' night, and we taking over.
Burr, 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 burr.
What's up, ladies?
What's up?
Yes.
Welcome, guys. This is the ladies' edition.
Yes, it's going down tonight. And no boys allowed. How you guys feeling about that?
Oh, we're okay with that.
I feel safe.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know.
But yeah. If you guys are just tuning in for the first time, what's up? Hello. Thank you, all our listeners. We love you so, so much. It's your girl, Tasha. I'm in the building bringing you all the R&B culture tonight. But we have this special night. It's ladies' night, and this is the second annual ladies' night. Sorry. I wasn't here for the first one, but I'm excited for what we got in store tonight. We got a great topic.
Gotta keep excited. Your phone on the table.
What the fuck are women fed up with?
Yes. Where do we
That's
start?
That's our topic. So it's going down tonight, talking about all the shit we are fucking fed up with. Ladies, I can't wait to hear.
Yes.
But before we get into that, I got to introduce you to my R&B besties.
Woo-hoo, DTS.
DTS. DTS. DTS. Yes.
We are back together again.
We back. I got my girl, Sade, and my other bestie, Dimples. Say what's
Hi.
Up.
Hi.
Thanks for having me again, y'all.
Absolutely. Yes, we miss you. We love you. We want you to be a part of this all the time. But we also got a special guest, and Sade, would you do the honors?
Yes, dude. Our special guest that will be joining us today, guys, is the one, the only,
drum roll,
DJ Kelly J is in Woo! The building.
Yay!
World-renowned DJ. We are Welcome. Excited to have her here with us today. Like, first time here, not the last, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely not. I'm here. I'm here whenever y'all need me. We outside.
Let's yes.
So excited.
Yes, thank you for coming, DJ Kelly J. We appreciate you. I think this is the first woman DJ you guys had on the show. I know this is... Right?
Second.
Yeah,
second. We've had in the last ladies edition.
Oh, that's right.
We had another DJ, so.
I didn't do that show, but yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. We are so happy to have us. Let us know a little bit about you and also where people can follow you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, my name is DJ Kelly J. Born and raised Detroit, Michigan. Hey. Vegas is home. Vegas has been home for the last. I know. What up, though?
What up, though?
Detroit is out here thick.
We outside. Vegas has been home, though. I've been here for 20 years, so damn. I will respectfully and very confidently claim both, and nobody should ever test either one of those.
No.
So, but yeah, that's it really. I am very easily accessible. You can find me anywhere on any form of social media at DJ Kelly J. And my website is DJKellyJ.com.
That's what's up.
Yes, ma'am.
Make sure you guys follow her.
All right, guys.
Yes, DJ Kelly J. She's in the building doing it. Yeah. So DJ Kelly, what we going to do tonight? How we feeling tonight?
Well, you know what? I think I got something already.
Yes, we ready for you.
Ready.
Let us know how we going to.
Because we outside. Like, we outside. Y'all got me outside. Like, y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay, let's get it.
Because
I need
my tippies.
Hey. Yeah, make it rain. Yep, there you go. Hold on. There you go.
Yes, give me that money.
Stay in your Tory lane.
Yes,
I'm not Iggy. I know that these niggas trying to bang like Chitty.
Hey,
I'm such a catch, nigga, throwing your mid.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Okay.
Who got freestyle?
Her.
Okay, Tashawn, let's get it.
Freestyle.
I swear you was about to. You was about to.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
I
was like, I was ready.
I was ready too.
We having a freestyle.
What are y'all gonna freestyle? Let's do that shit.
I mean, I don't.
You got it?
I mean, I'm gonna try.
I'm a DJ. I don't do nothing else. That's one trick pony there. Just DJ, play the music.
We do want to get to know you a little more.
Yes, ma'am, we do. Mm-hmm.
So, this is Women's Month, and this is part of why we are celebrating and taking over. It's Ladies Night, it's Women's Month. I saw that you had something on your Instagram in reference to the Women's Month. Can you give us a little bit about
Women's History Month?
Yeah. Or were you just celebrating, or was it something specific that you were...
Yeah, no, the last thing I posted was probably my daughter. It's been my daughter's birthday the last week, so we've been celebrating her. Haven't really posted anything for Women's History Month just yet, but I did make it a point to spotlight and shout out and show love to a lot of the women figures in our city, and we have a bunch.
Ooh. Okay, popping bottles?
Popping
what?
Popping bottles, yes. That's glass. How we doing it today.
We have a bunch of women figures, and honestly, like, if you look at how the Vegas culture has shifted over the last 20 years, it would not have been possible without the women. So I just hope people do their research. You know, it's so many people moving here.
Yes.
And we need y'all to just slow down and park your cars at the state line. But if you can't and you gotta come in, at least do your research. Do your research.
Yes.
Please, 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 please do your research. But yeah, that's really it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Do you happen to have like an ultimate goal with your DJing, like far as anyone you would love to DJ for or a venue you would like to headline? We would love to hear about that and put that into existence, because that's what the hell we doing. We manifesting shit over here.
I done did most of it.
Well, that's good. Let us know some of the things you have done. So
at this point, really just traveling. And
okay.
I have to balance that as best as possible because I have a daughter. I'm a single parent. So
yes.
I done did what I needed to do here. But just really keeping things quality, like,
right.
You know, like as you grow, as you evolve, as you stack, you know, these bigger things on your plate, sometimes maintaining the quality becomes the challenge. So that's really it. Everything that I'm doing, I need the quality to stay the same, if not be higher and not lower, and then
right.
still try to figure out the traveling and those things. But I thank God, like, I didn't did most of what I set out to do. Besides, you know, marry Usher. He just got married. So, oh my God.
Girl, you're telling me.
I know.
So
we all wanted to do that.
I was like, my husband married somebody.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
I'm so tired. This is my third time getting married, guys. I'm so.
No. It's not right. Tired.
So
how do you find ways to just kind of stay focused, an outlet? Like, what's like your best outlet to with all the stress and everything and taking on so many roles?
Comedy faces, exercising.
Yes.
Sound healing baths.
Oh, nice. I always wanted to do that.
Me and my friends, like my circle and my village is so tight. Like, I have like my family and then I have my extended family, and even though I'm a single mother, like, we not lacking nowhere. So it's like just really having those core people in my life that understand what the mission is.
Yes.
And ain't about to let nothing mess it up, and I'm not about to let nothing mess it up. So we're focused as a unit. That's and great. Just love really that. Separating things as best as possible. So like everybody has a breaking point, everybody gets exhausted, everybody kind of feels like their back is against the wall, everybody has problems, like nobody's perfect.
Preach, girl.
And it's like
collection just, plate. Where is it?
It's just really like noticing that in my village, and my village noticing that in me, and they're like, hey, need to go to the sound bath, and I'm like, yep, let's go ahead and schedule it. Like, need to go to the gym, yep, let's go ahead and schedule it. So it's that balance that I have.
Awesome. Yes. I need to do. I never did a sound bath, but I would love to do
so
that.
So fire.
So yes.
So
yes.
Fire.
Okay.
So fire.
Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Man, this is amazing. So, again, we taking over tonight. What is it, ladies?
Ladies night.
I know that's Let's right. Go. Yes.
First, we want to do a toast, I guess.
Yes.
Right? We're doing toast.
Yes. Before we get into it, to it.
Yes.
Let's do so. Raise your glasses.
Give her.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, you better go. Okay.
Raise your
Okay, what are we toasting to?
We are toasting to success, love, happiness, prosperity, all that stuff. All that good stuff.
All right, that guys? Good stuff. Yes.
Let's go.
Clank, clank.
Yes, clank. Clank. We fancy, guys. We got the.
We fancy tonight.
Because the first time I came in was Hennessy.
We fancy.
We got better.
We not fancy. We fancy. We fancy tonight.
Or Dimples will say,
it's always nice.
So you guys, we got a great show ahead of you. Like I said, we are getting into the shit that women are fed up. So make sure you stick around the whole entire show. Yes, and we got a little twist for you. So we'll be doing something special. So you make sure you keep it locked throughout the whole goddamn show.
And if you don't, we come into your house.
I know, that's right. We coming.
Kicking in the
We
dough.
Can find out where the hell you live.
We definitely can.
Okay, so a little birdie told me that Tashaw had a new jam for us, and I don't know if it's true.
I sure do. Y'all want to hear it?
Let's hear the jam.
Let's hear the jam. Let's hear the jam. Let's hear the jam. All right, what I got for you guys from this girl named Pip Millette, Fight For You. Y'all check it out. Pip Millette, Fight For You.
I'm going to save that tonight for sure. Period. While I do my sound bath.
Welcome back to R&B Live Podcast. It's ladies' night, and we are having a ball.
Yes, we are.
Yes, ladies.
Welcome back.
Now, DJ, how we doing it tonight?
I'm doing it. You know, we feeling good. I love the vibes. I love being in this room with you ladies. So,
yes.
Thank y'all again for having me.
Yes.
I'm a drink for that.
You know?
Yes. Why not?
Why not?
Drink up.
Drink.
Hold on. You mean to tell me you had the sound the whole time and I've been doing it with my mouth?
Girl.
You gotta keep doing it.
Well, we like the way you do it.
Okay.
It sounds great.
Okay. Pause.
Yeah, so we're gonna get into the R&B news, lady. And don't forget, we got that twist coming up, so make sure you guys keep that shit locked.
Let's go.
And loaded.
Because we come into your house if you don't.
Yes. Temples will tell you.
Hey, got it going on.
I don't know the words, but
hey,
we got it going on.
Let me just do my two steps.
No,
I don't know the words. So.
Yes.
First up, ladies, we got in the R&B news, the Fool in Love Festival.
Oh,
yes, yes, and that's going to be at the SoFi Stadium. It's going to be on Saturday, August the 31st. and it's featuring Lionel Richie, Santana, Diana Ross,
Wow.
The Isley Brothers. Oh, these are the old school.
Look at that lineup.
Yes.
Look at
Chaka Khan and more. It's going to be so. I would love to go to that.
I would love to go to that too.
We might have to go to that RV Live and check it out.
Yeah, that needs to happen. Oh my God, that lineup.
Yes. Which one?
Right. Is Tito there?
Like, that's my favorite Jackson.
Is Tito there?
He's the coolest one. Tito is the coolest Jackson, period.
Tito is cool as fuck. Oh, wow. Shout out to all the Jacksons, though. They're so talented.
Dionne Warwick, surprise, surprise.
The Delphonics. Bloodstone, if you own
it. If
you're in the LA area in August, make sure you guys check it out. I definitely would love to go.
Are we planning a trip or not? Like, we
need yes.
I need to see
I live there, so y'all meet me out there.
Yeah, we'll meet you out there. Is we going?
We go
Latoya. Like, yes. I need to know which Jackson is going to be.
Janet, somebody.
No. I don't know.
Next up in the R&B news is the Roots Picnic in Philly.
I'm so mad I
missed it. Have you heard about that?
I wanted to go last year, but then, you know.
That's June 1st and 2nd of this year.
I want to go.
Lil Wayne's going to be there. He's one of my favorite rappers.
Okay.
Mine too.
Roots. Cool.
Red.
Jill Scott.
Hands on your knees.
Victoria Monet.
I fucks with her heavy.
Andre 3000. And so many more.
Yeah.
So many more. So if you guys listen, make sure you guys, if you're in the Philly area or want to just get out of town, make sure you guys check that out.
I'm not mad at that lineup.
Right? I am.
I would like to see A. Marie.
Yes, and A. Marie. I love that.
That whole lineup was fire. And they just slid Sexy Red on there. Like, she was not supposed to be on the same ticket.
She gonna get it hyped for like 10 seconds.
Of them. Like, come on,
she
man.
Should be on it.
She, I mean, listen, girl. It's gonna get them real hyped really, really quick, and then she out of there. Boom.
Yes,
you gotta have a little ratchet activity.
Come on, Kelly J, tell them.
Sexy Red is just geez.
Like,
and you know what? I like that song, but it's the whole rest of the. The whole rest of the discography. Like, come on, man.
I don't know the rest of it. I've never.
Good for you, because girl.
Yes.
She has her moments when I'm like, sometimes I just want to be ratchet as hell.
Right.
And it get me right to where I need to be, and I can snap right out of it.
Yeah.
You can't stay in it for too long. You got to.
At all.
You'll end up in jail. That's what will happen.
Correct. You will.
Sade, so what else we got on the news?
So, guys, Omarion, I think it's, is it Vibes or VVZ?
Vibes on Vibes.
So, Omarion is doing a tour, Vibes on Vibes, featuring Vito, Destin Martin, and a lot more.
Those are Boyz II Men's sons.
Mm-hmm. That's who they are.
And they sing down.
They are amazing.
Oh, I've actually seen them a couple times, but I didn't realize. Sons. Okay.
Wow.
Is his daughter in it too, or just his son?
Just the boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of his daughters sing
check
those
that
too.
Out too.
I'm sure they do.
They have to, right?
Like, when is that?
How you not going to sing your daddy one yet?
Oh, they got different dates because it's tour date. That's right. So you guys check that out. Omarion, he's going on tour with some hitters.
Some hitters.
Okay.
Also, guys, Babyface will be at the Palms. On certain dates, I guess May through November, tickets are on sale right now. I would love to see Babyface.
Yes, I'm a Babyface lover.
Yes.
Talk about songwriter. Like, he's
the GOAT.
Songwriters.
Seriously. And still writing.
Still writing hits. The last album he had.
Still writing hits. I even like that song with him and Coco. Did you guys hear that?
I listened to the whole thing. I was like, okay, Babyface.
That
was fire. I see what you did here, sir.
Yeah, that's
see, you grabbed all the R&B girlies.
Yes.
Get on this here album, and I'll sing the backgrounds.
Tell them.
Here for it.
He did that.
Let us know, Dimples. What else is on the R&B news?
So, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Live Nation had a flyer asking which festival would you go to? Now, you have to let me get through all the artists before you answer,
okay,
right?
Okay, please.
So, which one would you go to? The Girl Code Fest with Sexy Red? Ski?
Nope.
Hands on your knees. Flo Milli.
Yes.
Victoria Monet and SZA.
Yes.
Or the Street Dreams Fest with Jid, K Key Glock and 21 Key Savage.
Key Glock, that's my nigga.
Yeah. Or
and 21 Savage.
Or would you go to Grown Folk Business Fest with Jill Scott, Floetry, Boyz II Men, and Maxwell?
This is how I knew I had to get out the clubs because. Oh.
Okay, let us know.
The title told me where I was going. And it was like, oh, Grown Folks Business Fest immediately. So, I was like, let me get out the club. I gotta be at brunch. I can't be at the club because.
If I could merge it together, like, this is what I would do. Yeah. I would definitely. I gotta hear a little bit of Ratchet to get my blood pumping, right? Yeah, so right, Sexy right. Red, real. Again, in, out. Boom. Yeah.
Dip your toes in.
I'm
dip
not.
So you the girl code. Girl code is
no, not oh. Totally. I'm gonna make. Oh. I'm gonna put them all.
Oh, okay.
Now, Victoria Monet loved her album. I like everything she does. I don't. Same. I want her. She's amazing. I don't know Victoria, girl.
Very dope.
I don't know you, but I want you to win because you deserve to fucking win.
Yes.
Girl.
Yes.
Period. SZA went to her last concert.
Bomb.
Liked it.
Ooh.
Loved it. She did a thing.
I know.
And she had all the girls singing.
Ooh.
I don't know. Something about her being like a black superstar and they keep putting her in this R&B bubble. It pisses me off, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would slide down to the grown folks. I would skip right over the other one and go straight to the grown folks.
Yeah.
Then I would go to Jill Scott. I like everybody at the bottom. Mm. Period.
Okay.
So I would like kind of weed my way.
Where you going, Sade?
I love the Girl Code Fest. Like, just like Dimples was saying, like, I want to get my ratchet on real quick.
Because you got to do
like,
what?
Shake my ass. In and out. Yeah. And then come back
what
out like
does
nothing.
What look like in real time? Because I'm a DJ and I need I'll to see. You. Like, is it 10 seconds? Is it 5 seconds?
It's like a rough, like, probably the chorus, the popular part of the song.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then a close second will be the Street Dreams Fest with these boys over here. Gotcha. I would love to do that. Yes. I love 21. I love Key. I mean, yeah, for sure.
And Jid.
Jid and 21 got some. And Key Glock. They got some bangers.
Yeah, yes.
I'm not going to a concert, but I'll play the songs. You know?
If I'm in VIP, then I'm probably going to that one.
Okay.
I don't want to be.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like you. I probably automatically would go to the Grown Folk Business because just my heart is just R&B and
gotcha.
I just love. But I like to get ratchet just like you guys too. So I see myself at all three of these joints.
It sounds like you're going to be tired.
That may be, but I think it'd be worth it with everybody that's going to be on there.
Gotcha.
I agree.
Let us know which concert you would go to. You know, let us know in the comments area at R&B Live Podcast on all our social media. And now we're going to get into a little music break. But don't y'all make sure y'all keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. It's your girl, Tasha.
Sade.
Dimples. And we will come to your house. If you don't stay locked
Kelly
in.
J.
We come
and get you.
Come
That's ahead. Right.
Now, I'm not driving because gas is a lot, but I'm going to be in the car.
That's right.
She rolling.
I'll be in the back seat.
Welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast. It's Ladies Night.
Hey.
We getting it tonight. No boys allowed.
Thank you.
Fuck y'all.
No balls in the
rim. No dicks.
No dicks. Balls in the rim.
Tonight.
Just for tonight.
Because we need y'all. for certain things. We need y'all.
We need y'all so bad.
We need y'all.
Absolutely need y'all.
Yes. We are having a good time. Thank you guys for joining us. And I told you guys, I have a twist tonight. So the twist is... Y'all ready, ladies?
I'm ready.
Yes, we got a game for ya.
Actually, I'm not ready.
Okay. Oh, you're not ready, but you better be ready.
I'm ready.
So tonight we're going to play a little game, you guys, and guess what it's called?
What's it called?
Who is the biggest slut?
Oh, damn.
Yes. We getting down and dirty tonight. Finding out who's the biggest slut. So really, I'm going to pass a card to every one of you.
Okay.
And we have a die.
I
always want to say dice even though it's just one. But I have a die. We each will roll it and... Based on the number you roll, you will answer it. You read the question and we all will answer.
Okay.
and then determine who is the biggest slut, and whoever's the biggest slut will be drinking. So don't be trying to say simple answers, you guys, and acting like you not a slut when you are a slut. We want to hear the truth. So pass on the card down this way. Here you go, Miss Kelly J.
All right.
Since Kelly J, you are our special guest, okay. So we're going to give you the honor
of being a slut,
rolling the yacht and being the biggest slut.
Right. Where do we?
Wait. So you, if we've done
you can
it,
roll right here or whatever.
What determines if we drink or not?
Yeah. What determines? Because child.
What did you say?
What determines if we drink or not, based on her?
The number. We will vote after we all answer. We'll vote on who we feel is the biggest slut, has the sluttiest answer, and then whoever got the sluttiest answer will be drinking.
It's a school night. This is crazy.
It's ladies' night. That's what we do.
It is. It's ladies' night. Let's get it.
It's spring break.
Get it.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
I hope my mama ain't on the.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, girl.
Low key nervous.
Big money.
All right, she got six. What is it saying?
Have you ever dressed up like a sexy nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Detail.
Yeah, we want details.
Deep.
No. When? How?
Well, what? I used to be in nursing school, so I had stuff already.
Okay. Yeah.
I was in nursing school before I was a DJ, so stuff was at the crib.
I went to nursing school too. That's hilarious. Hey. Look at us now. I'm happy to different, but yeah, that's my name.
Okay. Yeah, I've never done that. Okay, so who drinks? You do.
Wait, no, we all have to answer.
Oh, we got to drink.
Yeah, no, we had to answer.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
But I mean, that's kind of like I said, yes or no.
No,
you know,
I didn't do. I didn't never. Okay. I never.
But if you guys got a story behind it.
I don't. I have nothing.
Never?
I definitely have.
Okay.
Yeah,
details.
Absolutely.
When? Where? What? How?
I was doing it for my mans. Wow. I was trying to keep it spicy, you know, keep it hot, keep it spontaneous. He walked in and I still had my like lab coat and I had the stethoscope and I had like, you know, stuff underneath.
Little
stuff underneath. Okay. You know, but it was fun.
Sounding like a slut.
Yeah. My bag slut. Absolutely.
It's giving slutty.
Whose accent that was?
I don't know, y'all. Okay, so I have this thing where I go in and out, and I don't know why.
Yeah, amazing. Do it.
I think
we
it's
love
a disorder,
it.
Honestly.
Should we all do it?
I think it's a disorder. I think it's a disorder. That's so my toxic trait.
Me and my sister used to do that all the time.
It's a toxic trait.
It's
so great. I love
so
it.
I'm sorry.
Let it come out.
I didn't even know I was doing it. So,
what about you, Tisha?
Now, I have dressed up as a nurse, but only for Halloween. So I don't have, if y'all ask the maid question, I would have a little, you know, but that's not the question. So
what question
that's
what
I get to say.
Is there a pencil somewhere?
I think I vote for Sade as being a biggest slut as a nurse.
Yeah, because what was
that? How about you guys?
Yes. That. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yes. Drink up, girl.
I might be winning this game. Who knows?
Or losing.
All right.
So we'll see.
I don't know.
I'll go next. So just,
okay, we'll
just
go
in order.
Go down.
Okay.
Let's see. Numero uno.
That one. Okay.
Oh,
one.
Seven. Okay.
Seven.
Sorry, I thought it was seven.
No, it's okay. Have you had a three or more way in a hot tub?
A threesome?
Hot
like
tub.
Threesome
a
plus?
Three or not more way in a hot tub.
Not in a hot tub.
Okay. Let me answer, then you guys can answer.
I'm appalled.
I actually have.
Really?
Had.
That's too
sexy
hot.
Sexy. More than one, more than three, more than four.
Oh,
it was like
really? How many?
It was about eight girls.
You win.
Eight pass a collection.
Eight hot, beautiful women.
Let me have a drink. All I'm supposed to drink. I'm gonna drink
for moi. And I had a good time too. All the sexy lady with all the
you
sexy giving, bodies.
Oh, you were giving me like safe, sophisticated.
You win. No.
Now, how
no,
about you
right.
guys?
No.
No?
No?
Y'all gotta try it. It's a beautiful experience.
Not in the water.
The way COVID is set up,
just the water in general. Yeah. And body.
It's too hot.
You know, the fluids.
It was pre-COVID, though. It was pre-COVID.
When the show is over, I have questions.
Just so you know.
I got you, girl.
You got it.
For sure. You got it.
I guess I'm drinking out.
Yes, you probably drink the whole glass.
I'm not even going to say mine. Mine's like Nickelodeon compared
to yours. Might actually need to drink all of that for all eight guests.
Well, don't mind if I do.
Eight? I have, oh my God. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, guys. I'm going to roll real quick and see what they get. Number two.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Have you ever touched yourself while reading a steamy romance novel?
A book?
No, not really.
No.
Because then the book get all dirty.
I know. I mean, I've read 50 Shades, but I'm not there, like, I'm there to read it. You know?
Not with a book.
Did you think about playing with yourself? Not even.
No.
I mean, it was hot. I mean, I was thinking about reading, you know, in the moment, like 50 Shades was hot. I never read the book, but that's some dedication to do that to a book.
Yeah,
like, that is.
Because you kind of like,
yeah, you're like, jamming.
Reimagine for you. That's a lot.
The way I'm set up, I have to like go back and read what I already read, and then it'll be just all fucked
up. That's a lot.
No, that is a lot. I can't do that.
Maybe we all got a drink.
I mean, no.
No, we all said no, right?
She said she never read a book. Period. Wait, what happened?
I never read a book in my life.
Oh. Got it.
While masturbating. That's never crossed my mind. I'm surprised it's in there.
I almost want to do mine over. That was stupid.
Yeah, you could do it. Do it
tell
over.
Tell me what I read. Yeah.
Do it over.
I just keep imagining the book being all sticky and like.
Roll the die again. Roll the die again.
Yeah, that was
okay. Let's see. Seven is lucky.
Oh God! Have you
drink up?
Oh boy!
Have you sucked out of a penis straw?
Oh, that ain't too bad.
A penis straw?
Oh,
what do you mean a penis straw?
Okay, like,
for bachelor party.
I already know what this is because a local comedian does her skits with the penis straw.
Oh.
And it's literally a straw shaped like a penis.
Oh.
Wow. I've never
Mine aren't fun. I mean, no. Not a straw, but a
Never have I ever.
The real I'm just like
Do we need to get you a different card?
Yeah, shuffle. I don't know. I'm not like a deck. These aren't bloody enough.
A straw? I thought we were going somewhere, and then you said straw to just
I was like, sucked out of.
What is this, a drink?
No, it was a lie. It was a facade. All right, guys.
Hopefully she got a good card this time.
Okay.
Have you watched an adult movie at a theater?
Okay, look here.
Somebody want to roll for me? Like,
throw it in the trash. In the VH horror?
I'm going to just pick one really quick.
Do they do that anymore? Like that?
They did it before?
They used to.
It's a thing?
It was like a short span of time.
Oh, you can read my number two.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh my God, these are bad.
Read my number two.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Have you watched lesbian porn with a group of lesbians?
Tisha?
Well,
All right.
What if
we haven't done it yet?
I was supposed to drink that. Sorry, let me spit it back out.
She subconsciously drank it. She's like, yeah.
I was like, yeah, that one.
But have you?
I mean, I watched lesbian porn. I mean, but not with a group of lesbians. That's really specific.
What's like these terms that are so specific?
Yeah,
true.
But it's a group of lesbians.
Because what's a group? What's a group to you?
Like four.
What's a group to you?
Yeah, three is the company, or what is it? Three.
Three is few.
Okay. Three. I thought two was a few. See,
exactly. Is it three is a company, four is a crowd? So would a crowd be a group?
Two is a couple. Three is a few. Two is a couple. Three is a few. Four is a group. Okay. Five is a party. Eight.
What is it? Eight.
All right,
okay.
We'll go to Dimples.
Okay. Let's see what you're talking about, Dimples.
Let me roll it around.
Miss Dimples.
Roll it around.
Drop it like it's hot.
There you go.
Number four.
Hands on your knees.
I was thinking that. Have you worn a dress? First of all, that's already a no because I don't wear dresses, so I'll roll again.
But we haven't.
Why you don't wear dresses? Yeah,
so we got to.
I just don't. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to do another one. All right. Three. All right. Have you thrown a used condom at somebody?
Ew. Why are what? How oh, are what? Slutty?
Let me. Were you saying what?
I need a moment of silence.
Oh, yeah. Please. I want
to
hear this.
We need to Google the owner and ask who made this game? Have you?
Be like, are you okay?
Is it
like,
your own or somebody else's? Did you find it and flick it? Like, I have questions now.
In any circumstance.
That's how my mind works.
I don't see that working out. Like, that's.
My mind is wanting to know.
Are we doing a second round? I feel like.
Can I roll again?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That was nasty.
You want to go again?
Very.
I'm going to pick this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to.
If you see a juicy question, then that's fine.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to just do it because it's just like. Okay. Yeah. No, go ahead. We're going to go right back here.
Y'all have got to see.
You got a juicy question?
This one I think it'll be.
Okay. Do tell.
Girl, because this number six over here is giving murder. Uh-oh. It's giving murder or disease.
Okay. Do y'all want funny or do y'all want slutty? Like, there's a slutty. Funny one and then there's a slutty one.
We want both.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Y'all, my
let's do the slutty one. Okay.
Ghetto.
Have you ever begged a guy to punish you for being naughty?
Ooh, yeah.
The way slavery is set up?
No.
No. I say yes.
Oh, do tell. We want details.
Yes,
details.
Like a spanking.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like whips, you know, like a cop, like a little smack. You know, whatever.
Like a 50 shade.
Can you give us a demonstration?
On that level?
Like a riding shade? A riding crop.
Huh? Slap.
Okay.
Like hair that you pulls.
Oh, choke. That's what you. That's like that's what's going on.
You want to die a little bit?
But just a little bit.
Just right now. Okay.
Just like get a little bit.
I want to be a spectator.
She getting hot.
Can we get the?
I want to be a spectator.
It is hot.
I just want to be a fly on the wall.
Okay, so okay. I'm gonna let you guys.
Are we both gonna?
Is this with the nurse? I got a lot.
This was separate from the nurse costume because obviously nurses save lives, so you can't like pretend to die.
True.
Got to be a different character that day.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
True.
Correct.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Yes, great.
All right, I have a number. Can I just say it? Just because I wanted to get it off my chest, y'all.
This be the last one.
It's giving murder.
Wrapping it up.
It's giving murder.
This was
giving murder. Giving murder. Have you fucked a guy so much that his penis started bleeding?
Ooh, that happens.
Ooh. Again, I have questions, and this game is crazy.
Has to be not.
It's
any.
Not safe, right?
Is that a thing? Like, what
do you mean? What do you mean?
What are we doing?
I have questions.
What is going on?
That would have to be some not wet ass, right? Like, it would have to be some dry ass pussy. I don't even know. Like, how's the friction? Like, it has to be moist, right? Like, it needs to be.
I just don't.
What is going on?
I don't quite understand.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
that has really happened.
I guess I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna be at home today at 2 o'clock in the morning googling.
Well, that would be a no for me. That's a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me.
Yikes!
This was fun, ladies. Cheers
to that.
To who do you guys think it was the biggest slut based on?
Sade.
Sade. Hope to Sade.
Thank you.
Thanks for being our slut.
I need I want to thank all of.
Yeah, give him a speech.
I just want to thank everybody for participating in my shenanigans. We had wild times. It was fun. I would do it all over again.
Wow.
Cheers to the fun times.
Let's go.
Interesting. I have so many questions.
Oh my God. All right, guys.
This might need to be a sex podcast. So much
fun. What's up? This is the R&B Live Podcast. It's your girl, Tasha.
Sade.
And Dimples.
And Kelly J. What up, though?
What up? Keep it locked.
Because we gonna come to your house if you don't talk.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a freestyle.
That was good.
Okay.
Let's go, guys.
Back to the R&B Live Podcast. Woo. It's ladies' night, woo, and we are taking over. Yes.
What
I like that. I
like. Let me find out if he dropped a
and
rap
the ass
album.
Shaking.
I'm and here.
All that in the video.
He said, "When I come back, I'm coming back."
Oh, there's like
no.
That.
There's no video if there's no.
Whatever
ass,
she right? wants, I like that.
Yeah,
like
it was nice. Yeah. You guys, thank you for joining. Welcome back. We are still. We got a lot of things to talk about, all right? And this is really important because we want y'all to really listen.
Yeah. We want y'all to pay
the attention.
Fuck attention.
Yes.
Pay the fuck. Okay.
Why? Woo! Because we are fed up.
We are fed up.
The women are fed up, and that's what we're about to get into.
Hell yeah.
All the shit that we are fed up with.
We got the money.
It's getting out of control. Do y'all agree, ladies?
Hell yeah.
It's getting
out of control.
I'm motherfucking tired, boss.
I'm tired of this grandpa.
Tired, boss.
You feel the same way, Kelly J?
Sick and motherfucking tired.
Sick and tired.
So, ladies,
yes.
I would love to know what you guys are sick and tired of. You know,
how much time we got?
I mean, we don't got all day. But all right. we can start.
All right.
We can start somewhere. So.
Where we start?
You want to kick it off? Any one of you guys want to kick it off? All right. What the fuck you're tired of?
Since you won the game, you can be do the honors.
Come on, slut master.
Since I'm the biggest slut, I will go first. Okay.
Thank you.
Slut me up. All right.
Slut me up. Okay. Talk about that song.
We here.
That's the song.
Right.
That we do that too.
We need to play that.
That song.
Can we play that?
Cue it up for us.
We should have played that
DJ
for the
Kelly J. Cue that
the
shit
song.
Up for
us. The words right out of my throat.
Yeah.
Slut me out. I can't even get it out fast enough.
That's the song.
Slut
Pause.
Me out. I have a long list, but I'm going to make this short and sweet for you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Being a Vegas local, we know how big Vegas has got. Mm. All right? We understand y'all want to come and party with us. Mm. We know we're the hottest city in the world. Okay. Mm. We get that. But I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of y'all tourists. I'm really sorry. I know I know. And I'm not from here. Nobody's from here, but being here.
I'm from here.
And I'm tired. So, I'm tired of y'all.
Why are you tired of them?
I just need a little bit of clarity because, like, my hearing, you said Taurus or Taurus because I'm a Taurus.
No.
So is it the Taurus?
The Taurus.
Okay.
Yes.
I love our tourists.
No. The people that travel.
I love my Tauruses. Right? Y'all are the best checking. Lovers. So.
So are you saying that Kelly J might be the biggest slut and she ain't telling
us? I think she's holding back.
I told you holding back on us.
I think so too. I so told him. I told them all.
She did reveal a few things.
She's holding back.
But back to the tourists. Why?
I'm just tired. Like, I mean, we hosting so many events out here, but like, y'all don't even know how it affects us with the traffic. Oh, like, everything. God. Everything. I'm so annoyed with y'all.
I hear you.
That's
no
one
more
for
tours.
Me.
No more.
Y'all want to just start like one? Want to like go back?
Yeah, yeah, we okay. can go back.
What about you, Dimples?
Yeah,
what you got?
Y'all, I was triggered in the grocery store, right? Because I already don't want to go.
Right.
And I'm going to walk you through the steps. You got to get in the car, turn the car on, drive it, get out the car, go in the store, find the item.
Yeah.
Put it in the basket, take it out the basket, put it on the belt. But now y'all want me to do self-checkout? What are you going to do? I've done all the things. Like, if I have like 4, 5, 6 items, okay, you know what I'm saying? But I don't appreciate having 275,892 items. All of the lanes are closed. And all of the employees are in the self-checkout line watching to make sure you don't steal. If you don't want me to steal, bring it up.
Y'all can't stop me.
Let me drink to that.
Tell them.
I'm going to drink with her because I'm tired
of going to the motherfucking grocery store.
Why did y'all do that?
I'm not done yet because now.
Oh, she got more.
I have to bag it up, scan it, go back to the car, take it out the basket, get in the house, take it out the bag, put it in the refrigerator, cook it.
Don't let your bag Sprouts, because Sprouts charge you 10 cents per bag.
I don't need no bags. Put my car to the front.
Put
my car to the front. Put it
for
in
the extra plastic. Y'all charge it for the extra plastic?
Pull it up. I just did your job. You can't give me a free bag?
Girl,
how much extra is it?
So, yes, I'm sick of that shit. I'm tired.
You tired of
I didn't come to work to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we did not.
I'm tired.
And I got to pay taxes on the food.
Ooh. Damn. Taxes on the what?
They playing
How
games.
Dare you?
Ooh, playing the games. Ghetto.
Very.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Right. I'm triggered now.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That was a lot.
You know, you're tired of it.
Somebody fan.
I just want an EBT card.
We feel your pain.
All right, I'm done. I'm good. I'm good, y'all. I'm back. All right.
She's back.
I'm back. Ooh, God.
DJ Kelly J, what the hell what are you fed up about? Let us know.
Where's the start?
Get in it.
Are we talking about in general?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, whatever's on your mind. What's on your heart?
Fed up. You know what? And this is personal. I'm fed up with people doing anything and there's no like sense of consequence or accountability.
Ooh, girl.
Like,
yes,
you do something and you know it's wrong and the world knows it's wrong. It's agreed that it's wrong, but there's no fear.
She preaching
of
today.
Consequence.
Preach it, girl.
And
preach
you know it. You're wrong. It's like, what? You're not human. You're not.
Mm-hmm. No, right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
That I'm fed up with that because it was not as common. It's so common now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
And you have to like divert your entire life around these people because they don't fear nothing. Mm-hmm. They ain't scared of the police. They ain't scared of God. They ain't scared of the universe. They ain't scared.
Right.
And they just gonna keep doing stuff. Mm-hmm.
And that's scary.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Either. I don't like it either.
And those are the people.
I agree with you.
I don't like it.
Those are the people that should be bagging my damn groceries.
Y'all motherfuckers out here that ain't scared. It's time for y'all to take motherfucking accountability.
Yes. And it's different. Okay. It's different from being afraid because like nobody should be afraid to live life. Mm-hmm. But
no, yeah. I agree.
If you do something, you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong.
What do you think that's
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I did it. I showed
Why
it.
Why people getting so bold these days?
Because there's no shame has disappeared. Mm. Respect has been dwindled.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has any ethic. Where is the collection plate? I'm in this motherfucker. I am preaching tonight.
There's church up in this bitch.
No one cares about other people anymore.
It's very strange.
It's very self-centered, very selfish.
I don't like it either.
Selfish.
I am fed up.
Everybody
with
else to get everybody.
Me too. I'm fed up.
It's the ghetto.
It's the ghetto.
Earth is ghetto. The whole damn thing.
I got one for you.
I'm fed up with Earth being ghetto.
Right.
We were not raised.
Yes.
If they told us when we were 5 that Earth was going to be ghetto, we would have done things so differently.
We would have burned it down a long time ago.
So differently.
I agree.
I would have left.
We didn't know. We did not know.
Yeah. Where do we go wrong?
I don't know.
Y'all want to know what I'm fed up with?
Yes.
What you fed up with?
What is it?
I am fed up with the men.
Drink
girl,
today.
Yeah, drink up. Of saying, provide and protect. Okay. And it's no motherfucking providing or protecting.
Where's the bottle? Where's the bottle? Where's?
All you guys are yelling, provide.
I need a
as
cigarette.
As soon as you provide,
I don't even
there's
smoke.
A motherfucking problem.
Where's my Q-tip?
I thought you wanted to provide. Do you want to provide or you don't want to provide?
Cigarette.
Which one is it? Do you want to protect us or you don't? Because y'all are the ones that's violating us most of the time.
Mm-hmm. So, I need a light.
So, yeah, get a light, girl.
Yes.
Because I'm fed up
Hold
with
on,
the
y'all
men.
Gotta see it.
That's all they say is provide. I'm here to provide and protect. As soon as you buy dinner, there's a problem. Soon as you pay rent, there's a problem. I thought you wanted to provide. Do you want to provide or fucking not?
And stop leading with the money if you don't want to give me
the money.
Oh, no. Don't show me a dollar if you're not going to give it to me. What are
why
you doing?
Are
what?
You showing me that if you're not going to give it?
Are you ladies feeling me on that, though?
Yes.
Hearing Preach. The men say, I'm here to provide and protect. I'm here to provide and protect. But now then you got a problem with the providing and protecting.
ghetto.
I don't think they realize what it means. Like, they know to say it, and they don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So it's like, sounds good.
It sounds real good.
That is not even words. It's air coming out of your mouth. It's not even significant.
It's nothing.
And don't get me wrong. I love my men. I do. But I want them to take accountability. Like, this is the things that they are telling us they want to do. But then they have a huge problem with it.
But here's the
thing.
And
they're the ones that's actually violating the protection.
Then they use the line, well, you said you wanted to be independent. I'm tired of being independent. It's rough.
I'll tell you this.
I'm tired.
We're pretty much still independent.
I'm done.
Independent or not, we need to be protected.
Tell them, sis.
We can be super independent, but we still need to be protected.
But I think when they hear, like, I'm independent, they feel like we don't need the things. We're not saying that. Okay. Like, don't.
So that was something I really, like, I wish we could just march on Washington and explain to them that we do things because they may or may not have been around and we had to survive.
Yes.
So we did things out of survival. It's not that we wanted to. It's not that that was ever supposed to be the norm.
I need a tabernacle.
But we did that to survive. And now we're surviving. And now we're like, hey, you're here and I'm here.
Right.
We're both here.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna need to do your part. And you're like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean?
Tell them, preach, girl.
Collection plate.
So we need collection. A plate. Where's the plate?
We need
money. Like, we really need a plate.
Give me my money.
Give me my goddamn money.
I don't like it.
If you don't have my money tonight.
All right, what else are you guys fed up with? I know. Thank y'all for having my back. We got to provide and protect, ladies.
Hi, boss.
I am fed up with the pink tax.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, explain.
I go to the store and I buy a blue razor, it's 99 cents. If I go to the store and I get a pink razor, it's $2.99.
Wait, whoa. Run that back.
Whoa.
Psychology shows that when you market to women, you hike up the price.
Oh.
You change the color, you gear it towards the woman. And now the same thing that was 99 cents for Joey is now $2.99 for Melissa.
No way.
So I buy Gillette men razors now. That's all I'm saying. Period.
That's probably the best way to go.
Now I got to switch to the men's razors.
So when y'all get home, Google pink tax.
Okay.
And we all getting fucked.
Yeah. We getting fucked.
Real hard.
I am so tired of this country. Like, what?
We're paying for water that runs for free.
I need my Vaseline.
No, you getting fucked with no Vaseline, okay? None.
So, yeah, when y'all get home tonight, Google pink tax.
That's a good one.
Yeah, wow. That is a good one.
It's theghetto.com.
What is this country doing?
Everything.
They playing games.
I know. Mm-hmm. All right. I know they are.
Any one less fed up before we end this, ladies?
All right,
we can go on and on.
I got one more. I got one more. Okay, and I'm just sick and tired of it. And I'm gonna just say it, but this iPhone Android battle that y'all got going on, I'm really fucking tired of it. Okay?
Oh.
I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it.
Why?
Because I'm an iPhone person.
I'm sure you guys are.
I agree. I will clarify. I was team Android for so long, and I have my reasons why I like that phone. But you go ahead.
But y'all are using this as a status symbol, and y'all are degrading other people who don't have iPhones, and it's really, really fucking annoying, okay?
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
It is.
I'm annoyed.
I agree.
I don't give a fuck about the green text, okay? You think I give a fuck about the green text? I don't give a fuck, okay? y'all are going to have to get over it. Get the fuck over it.
She is fed up.
Do y'all know who we blame for that?
Apple?
Drake?
Wait, hold on. Y'all talking about my boo right here.
Drake?
Y'all, why?
Drake?
Why y'all gotta go?
Mr. Aubrey.
Let us know.
Graham.
Let us know.
Drake did that.
He did?
Really?
Drake did it multiple times throughout his career. He's said these lines that's talked about the color of your text message.
I don't give a fuck, Drake.
He's colorblind.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Period.
And he got a huge following, so he can definitely influence some motherfuckers.
I'm going to say this.
One thing the Android does, you can schedule a text. That was saving my life. And you could split screen on any screen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I could be sending an email at the top and be on Instagram at the bottom.
Yeah,
I do your girl. Like that.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'll be trying to multitask.
Apple, if you hear us, let's get the split.
And the yes.
Get on the SMS.
What
okay.
is happening
Did
right
not
now?
Get on the yes. SMS.
All right, okay. Ladies. Actually. It's ladies' night and we taking the fuck over. No boys allowed. And we loving it. All right. All right. We're going to take a quick break with Coco Jones. Double back. It's your girl, Tasha.
And Sade.
And Dimples.
And Kelly J.
Yes.
Keep it locked.
It's cold as hell.
Really? Hey, welcome guys. Back to our R&B Live podcast. It's ladies' night, and let's we go. What ladies
outside?
We sorry. Outside.
Oh, I was like, what? Fed up?
Yes, that too. Fed up outside.
We're outside.
We're fed up. We're fed up because we outside. Bagging groceries,
guys. Bagging groceries,
guys. Thank you for joining. Welcome back to the R&B Live podcast. This is the moment you guys have been waiting for. Is our top five silky sheets, okay? Or I guess I should say top four.
That's right.
For you, you make it look like it's magic.
Wait, so what's that song?
Cause I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. And I'm gonna beat it like a drum. Beat it like a drum. Beat it. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. I love her so much.
Hey.
Does she look good, girl?
I love her
look at
so
that.
Much.
Look at like, that ass.
I hate I hate how the industry did her.
Yeah. They don't want to see her prevail.
Guys, man, they so didn't. To go along with our theme, the top four silky sheets is going to be songs of women that are fed up, all right? So we got Tasha. What is your number one or the first top five?
I'm going with a classic, my girl, Erykah Badu. Tyrone.
Hey, that's a good one. All right, guys, keep it locked. This is the R&B Live podcast. This is number one song by Tasha, okay?
Hey. Hold up.
Hey.
Hold up, partner.
Listen, partner. Gotta say partner. Partner.
Hey. All right, guys.
You know the deal, nigga.
You gotta say nigga.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You gotta say it.
You have to say it. Just say like it. That.
Come on now, Tyrone.
She was fed
tired
up. She talk was about fed shit. Up. She was fed up.
Yeah. That's a classic.
That is a classic. Okay, so
what
I guess
you got Sade.
I got God, her name is Mahalia. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. I was pronouncing it differently and I didn't know it was the right way. But this is called No Reply. This is my number two top four silky sheets, okay?
Love it. Let's do
Thank
it.
You.
Let's
go.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
Yes.
You like it?
Yes. You like it? You like it? I love her.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's great.
Okay, so that was my number two. And Dimples, what you got for us?
So there's this girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there's this girl. Her name is Dimples Music.
Oh.
And
I know her.
Do tell. I think I know her.
She's from Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
So it's a really random, but she just happens to have this song called Fairy Tales, and that is my number three.
Hey, let's go,
guys!
Let's
I know it. Her. Like I know who this is. I know her.
I kind of know her a little bit too, just a little bit.
Just a little,
not too much.
Tales don't grow up on the west side. We don't dream the dreams you see on screens. I always imagine that it's all fine, as long as I got you to make believe. Cause you give me purpose, you make it all worth it. Love got me feeling like I'm waking up, like a wish on a candle, a crown in a castle. dreams you see on screens. I'll always imagine that it's all fine. As long as I got you to make believe. Cause you give me purpose, you make it all worth it. Life got me feeling like I'm waking up. Like a wish on a candle, a corner of the castle. Like Cinderella, Ella, Ella. Cause we gon' make it happen every time.
No pictures.
I love that. Such a cute video.
We love you.
Cheers to Dipples with fairy tales. We loving that.
Thank you.
Ladies' night. We on fire. Yeah.
No, for real, because that was fire.
That was Dipples. I love that.
Whose car was that?
Cheers to you.
My daddy's friend.
Oh, really? I fucking love that. You were in the north.
I was on the west side.
Oh, you guys, listen. Make sure you check out her video.
That was a song.
I appreciate y'all.
That was a Vegas vibe. So yeah. I'm glad that Dimples did it where she did it.
Yes,
because
Lord.
People think West Coast and they only think about California.
Right. That's true.
Like, we not right here though. So thank you. Mm-hmm.
Put Vegas on the map.
I'll give you some insight. It was hot as hell that day, and I had on a leather jacket outside.
Oh, Vegas summer? Like, triple degrees?
Well, yeah, you was looking
was
cool as fuck.
Hot as the hell.
It was February weather.
It did.
I had a fan. Nobody saw, but yeah. It was a vibe. I grew up on the west side.
So cute. I love your outfits. You was looking fly, girly.
I had to do it. Because I grew up in the North, I grew up on the West, and everybody, when they come here, they want to go to the Strip. I wanted to go where my people was at.
Yeah.
Like, we was stopping traffic. We stopped traffic.
Represent.
We definitely did. And some girl was crossing the street. She was like, y'all gonna have to wait for me. I said, y'all get that? Okay. It didn't make the cut.
But y'all got it.
We got
it.
All right. I love it.
I will say, I did an interview about where we shot the video, and we did it like where you see Tupac and Malcolm X. Ooh. That's where the Moulin Rouge used to sit. So it was very imperative that we did it right there. I was getting bit
location
by
everything.
Ants.
I love it.
It smelt like death. But we got it. We got the shot. We got the fuck in. We got the fuck out.
Thank you for your pain and suffering.
Yes. Cheers to getting the shot.
Shout out to Usher for also doing an interview and bringing light to the west side of Las Vegas.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll buy a little ticket or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That was Dimples.
Well, thank y'all.
Number three, Silky Sheet. And we got our beautiful Miss DJ over here. What is your pick for your top four?
Disclaimer, this song is like, if anybody ever tried to make you feel away because they got your ex, like I ever wanted him back,
y'all can keep
in the first place.
Back him,
I don't
as
want
a grocery because
the song is called Keep That.
Let's do it, top four, tuning in now.
Let's start off. Wait a minute.
Bitch, I'm back and my ass got bigger. Pretty face and a real nice figure. Shoot your shot, nigga, pull that trigger. For my ex, you can keep that nigga. 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 For my ex, you can keep that bitch. Held a nigga down, should've pimped that tree. Word around town, yeah, you know I'm really lit. Left a nigga ass, so you know I'm getting fit. How the fuck I'm hot, breaking all this ice? How the fuck it shine when it ain't no lights? So wrong, but it feels so right. How she so mean, but it feels so nice. Bad little baby, reppin' CB County. Got these niggas waiting on me like a fresh out the county. All these square niggas can't even get around me. All these square niggas can't even get around me. Bitch, I'm back and my ass got bigger. Pretty face and a real nice figure. Shoot your shot, nigga, pull that trigger. For my ex, you can keep that nigga. 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 That nigga, he ain't got no motion. Dang, his money on the gram, he posting. Nigga been a joke, but a bitch ain't joking. Tryna come back, what the fuck you smoking? Been that bitch, you ain't gotta think twice. On and off the ground, bitch, fuck your it up like Ike. Slap shit out me if I ever go back. Break a bitch phone if I ever text back. Bitch, I been up, ain't never going back. Yeah, dig it to this candy, cause the pussy like crack. Bitch, I'm back and my ass got bigger. Fat. Pretty face and a real nice figure. Shoot your shot, nigga, pull that trigger. For my ass.
Keep that nigga.
I'm downloading this right now and bumping it all summer.
There's a dance.
That's a summer anthem right there. Like,
girl,
I'm gonna be bumping that shit all summer.
My God.
We may get in trouble. You know, DJ Kiefer don't like the hip hop and shit. Oh, but we fucking taking over.
I'm just kidding. We'll make an exception.
Oh my goodness.
That was a banger though. I mean, that come on. Was. Everybody can relate to that.
I like that. Ratchet getting it out.
I want to be out the window. Like,
thank you.
Just a little bit.
I like that.
No, make sure you guys vote for your favorite Tyrone.
It better be number three. Because I'm going to come to your house.
You can come to your house.
We driving all night to everybody's house.
Wow, this has been a great, great show, you guys.
Yeah, I'm
this
so excited.
So fun. Taking over with my lady.
Let's go.
DJ Kelly J, how we do it?
Yeah, you know, girl.
Bring it back for us like we started. Bring it back for us.
Will you come back?
Will
you come back? Okay,
girl.
Call me.
We need you.
We need you.
Call me early because my schedule fill up a month ahead.
Oh, gotcha. We know.
But call me and I'll be here.
I had a great time.
We will call.
I had a great time.
And Dimples, we can't forget about you too. Thank you for joining us. Thank you so much.
I just want to say thanks for having me again.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
Thanks for the champagne.
Love it.
Thank you. Oh, and the Vaseline. Because
we don't want to get fucked.
I lost my chapstick. And Kiefer was kind enough to give me the Vaseline. What Q-tip?
He gave you a whole
with the Q-tip.
Come on now.
How sweet.
Come on, doing it right for us.
That's nice.
Hospitality.
Chivalry is not dead.
It's not.
We thought it was, but it's alive now.
We need the Vaseline with the Q-tip.
It resurrected.
FYI.
Thanks for keeping my lips moistened.
Guys, okay, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We are going to be back in the next couple of weeks. Please be sure you stay tuned. It's rmb-live.com, the hottest podcast in Las Vegas, R&B podcast, okay? Don't be sleeping on us, all right?
Don't sleep.
I love you, girls. Thank you so much. I want to cheers to you one more time.
Cheers to ladies.
Let's fuck shit up. All right,
follow
me
on Instagram. My name is Dimples Music. I follow back.
Keep it locked. It's your girl, Tasha.
Sade.
Dimples. I gotta close out with that new Jay Nova. Her album just dropped today.
Do
close it. Close it out with just a banger. Today.
It's called Lost in You. Bye. Let's get it.
Bye,
Let's
guys.
Get
Love
it.
You.
We out.
I feel alive, I feel alive, buried in you in your embrace. No, I don't need space to breathe. I don't think I ever wanna leave. I lose my mind out there on the other side. So I'm down for the ride. Ever since we fell in love, it's been a world against us. Baby, if it's not too much, can we get lost, yeah? Baby, just close your eyes, relax your mind, breathe in and out, yeah. No one will notice if we focused on each other now. You got me slowly floating.